You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Podcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
They know all the secrets that you hide.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 141. I'm Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler.
This week we have a recap of the goings-on locally, which was a regional. We'll talk about some regionals across the way. A little recap of our regional draft, which, you know, we could just pass that over.
No, I think that's an important part that we need to examine.
And as always, we'll be on the lookout for info as the show goes on. But we had our Chewie regional, and, you know, in the past, we've had 10, 14, all kinds of people showing up. Today, this week, we had six.
Well, technically we had seven.
Sure. But we had seven people show up, I did not want to have a bye, so I did not play.
Despite the rest of us lodging complaints that you should get to play.
You know, I've made byes in every other tournament that I played in this year.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I'm more than happy to make it so everyone else can play. Perhaps Charlie and Matt and you and TV and Nate and Johnny would have liked to have a bye. I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
We went four rounds. We originally were going to go five, but that was before only six people showed up.
Yeah. Hey, we could have had a round robin regional.
We might still be there, but yeah.
Well, no, it would have only been one more round.
There were six of us, five rounds, yeah. I guess we probably could have. Actually, you know, I take that back. I had originally posted six rounds for this.
Oh, my.
Yeah, like an all-day marathon kind of thing, but you can't really do that with only six people, so meh.
Yeah, it ended up being interesting because the two favorites, according to the Road to Worlds article on the website, Nate and Johnny pretty much came down to their head-to-head, and they were both undefeated. They both had the same number of modified wins and full wins, and in their round where they played each other, they tied. True tie.
Yeah, that's rough.
So it would have been interesting to have that last round.
Each of them had I guess multiple opportunities because they played against each other, right?
Yeah.
That would have been a deciding whoever won that. They ended up in the draw. In the last round, if either of them had a full win, that would have done it because they both had timed wins.
Yep, they both went to time.
And neither of them could finish off their opponent in the allotted amount of time, so it came down to strength of schedule. And Johnny had a three-point advantage in that for not playing Charlie, who did not do well today.
Now, if it had, I was like thinking one more round would do it, but then if they end up both winning, and if they both get full wins or they both get modified wins, then they have the same strength of schedule.
They would have had the same strength of schedule if, as you say, we went another round and each of them played, and let's say they each got a full win. They would have had the same victory points. Head-to-head would be tied. Strength of schedule would be tied. Cumulative victory points would be tied because they earned their points in the same round.
Oh, wow.
It would have gone all the way down to differential, which I think should be higher anyway, but you know, that's the way it is. So things could have been decided. Who did you not play?
I did not play Matt.
Matt, okay. So you got to play both Johnny and Nate. What did you think of Nate's deck?
It was frustrating. Mm-hmm. It was like TK was back. Hi, TK.
Wow.
We miss you, but I don't miss playing against you. It was, you know, it was all it was exactly the type of deck I expected to see at a regional.
Okay.
It was a TOS speed dilemma recovering, you know, recursive dilemma recovering, Shran, Cheese,
Shran and McCoy, and
yeah, just
McCoy back.
It was extremely frustrating. It coupled with the fact that I hadn't played my deck yet. It was my first game, coupled with the fact that, which I guess if it's three things, then it's like more than coupled, but added on top of the fact that I could not get a single piece of luck to go my way in that game. I had horrible draws. I was way behind getting cards out. I couldn't get a ship. I couldn't get the right people together. And when I finally did attempt a mission, he drew exactly what he needed to, you know, capture my key personnel and then kill everybody else. And, you know, after, you know, six turns, he was two and a half missions in. I had made two attempts and had no dilemmas under, and was having to rebuild my crew. And I was like, I don't need to keep playing this. You know, he started his next turn and, you know, bounced McCoy and played him again. And I was like, okay, I'm done. I'm like, you're winning. I'm not, you know, going to catch up, and I don't see the reason to suffer through this.
That's unfortunate. I'm looking at his deck list, and I have to say that it's very similar to what I had brought as well and did not play. I copied most of... Now, actually, that sounds bad. I don't want to insinuate that he copied the same person I copied. I copied most of Corbett's deck that he played up the previous week. It was called something about herpes. And
okay.
Yeah. It looked like it was exactly what I wanted. The one thing I don't see in Nate's deck was coordinated counterattack, which I thought would be really good against Cardassians and Cadets and things like that.
Oh my god, I was shocked I didn't see it. That was like that would have been the nail in the coffin if he had played that against me, because I was playing Cadets.
Awesome. But the dilemma pile looks very similar. I really like the 0 hour. I don't see 0 hour in here. That is exactly what I wanted. I wanted a strong TOS deck to just win a few games, give me a few points in the draft, you know, and be good against the meta. And Nate's was a little faster. He wasn't using the assess contamination over again, but very strong.
Now, was the Corbett deck you copied, was that from Maryland or was that from Virginia?
I'm going to say the last one. So,
I guess it wouldn't have mattered either way, because Ben Hosp won both of those. And I was going to say, I copied the deck that Ben Hosp won with Ian, the first one, his TNG deck. Mostly because, you know, I usually like to play my own deck, and I opened my deck builder, and the deck I had gotten as far as building it by putting in the missions, which were Transport Crash Survivor, Evade Samaritan Snare, Assess Contamination, and Mediate Treaty.
Okay.
The anti-meta missions, and I hadn't actually done anything else. And as you know, but I don't know if a lot of people know, I threw my back out Monday. Yeah. Last Monday, and so I was mostly in bed in pain for the balance of the week. So by Thursday or Friday, when I got around to building my deck, I was not really up to being original. And looking at the website, hey, look, there was this regional winning deck that not only had a deck list, but had an interview with the creator and the winner telling me how to play it.
Awesome. So it was the other tournament, so it wouldn't have been a rematch had I even played. It's funny.
That would have been funny, though.
Well, did you play? You got to play against Johnny then.
He
was playing pretty standard big fat Borg deck, right?
It was his, with the exception of last year, staple big fat Borg deck. You know, Borg has not really gotten a lot of help in the last few sets, and rightly so, because they don't need it. The only really thing that has come out for Borg recently is Dissidents, so that doesn't really work together. So, I mean, it could have been, with the exception of the dilemma pile, you know, as far as I know, it could have just been a copy of the, you know, his deck from 2 years ago. It seemed like it ran pretty close to the same way. There might have been another drone or two that's come out since then, but, you know, it still
it
works.
Broke, right?
And,
yeah.
You know, I came really close. You know, I had him right down to the wire in our game. I'm going to assume that our game was his closest game since he had full wins in the others and modified win against me, obviously, except for tying Nate. But I had him just every anti-Borg trick, not really because it was anti-Borg, but, you know, I got Klingon Tea Ceremony on the first turn. I was using Evade Samaritan Snare. So, you know, he had to discard a card every time he downloaded a card. If he downloaded more than once per turn, that was going back on top of his deck. Something else I had that slowed him down early, too. My dilemmas were working really well against him. It was, defensively, I had a really good game against him. But, I had a hard time getting a ship. I had a hard time pulling my third cadet. I really didn't feel like going and doing a different mission when I had was pretty much set up for the one I was, for that, you know, orbital maneuvers. I did manage to pull off that mission on my last turn, and I went ahead 50 to 30, 35.
Nice.
And I just had to hold him off that last mission, and you know, he was at the mission. He was attempting. Oh, a few minor difficulties. That was the other thing I got off against his Queensborg sphere.
Oh, nice. So, what did that last? I mean, that sounds like something he just bounced.
No, but it was sucking up resources.
Okay.
Every time it came out, it sucked up more resources. My last turn after I solved, I was out of range. I really erred in playing a personnel that I ended up not being able to go home to use. When I should have used those resources to blow up one of his events. I could have blown up his regeneration alcoves, and he wouldn't have been able to play anything new to the ship.
Oh, on the last turn?
On the last turn. He would have either had to go home or play another ship or do something. I don't know if he could have still solved. He certainly wouldn't have been able to do it with the crew that he had, because he had ended up downloading, you know, quintessing and download and playing two extra cunning drones and solving with like five because of those. So, you know, without those, it might have been a different matter. It might not have. I would have liked to have gone another round or two, because I drew a perfect dilemma hand against his last mission attempt when he went for the full win, you know, to play for another two or three turns. You know, kill a few people and put him off, and then, you know, distress signal to, you know, I could have stopped him cold. I could have played a hard time in front of it and then stopped him cold. I had a bunch of anti stuff in my hand, but I just, you know, it wasn't enough. It was too late. Nate made an interesting point in his tournament report as I was reading it, which is, and I, you know, it's not one way or the other. I'm not accusing anyone of anything, but that the big fat Borg deck, particularly when it's that big, and Johnny had two, you know, I'm assuming he was doing it all day, but, you know, he had historical research, which of course naturally my game against him was the only time I went first. You know, got third or fourth, whichever one gets the events, and then goes and gets two quintessences. So if he's doing that all game, that's because of the nature of the cards, having to mill them off the top. He has to download something, shuffle, cut, mill, in case the other thing he wants gets milled.
Right.
And then he has to go search for it again, shuffle, cut, mill, every turn.
That is a long day, isn't it?
And that's after he finally decides what it is he wants, what strategy he's going to go for, what he's going to have the counters to afford, given the cards he has in hand. You know, that's a lot of time that is sucked up in the rounds. And you know, there are other decks that do that, but his was the only one that was doing it that day. And that's not to take away from his victory, I mean, because obviously he beat two other people in plenty of time. But
sure. I mean, if when you go against another player who's going to be meticulous, if you're taking your time, then it's probably going to go to time. So
yeah.
It's incumbent on both players to get out and do stuff quickly.
Yeah,
play a little faster.
I was highly pleased when he repressed message into my well prepared defenses, though.
Ah, because it did nothing.
Yep.
That's funny. very good. Let's see. You came in third with 10 victory points over TV, who also had 10 victory points, full loss. And Matt and Charlie rounded up top six. So we went on from there and had some triples. So it was a good relaxing evening. I got this new toy. It's a tablet. And I played with it for hours, and the tournament went by very quickly for me, so I didn't mind that much.
Well, good.
And I got a new achievement out of it.
Yes, you did. Take one for the team, man.
Yes. I didn't have that one yet, so there you go. Probably because Charlie keeps volunteering to sit out instead of me.
Which is, you know, because he's not running the tournament. He doesn't get anything out of it.
Yeah.
I wish you guys would just play so we can, you know, we'll take the bye and have some games.
Very good. Well, ours was not the only regional. The one I think had the most players. They had 14 players out in Glen Ellyn, Illinois.
Wow. No, that is that Deep Space Nine? Is that their region?
Yeah, the DS9 regional. Man, that's just a lot of people. Nice. And I think this was the first one that I had entered when I was filling out a spreadsheet where the Borg made an appearance.
Yes, it is. I was thinking that when I was playing Johnny that was going to be the first appearance of the Borg, but this weekend was it. It showed up in force.
Mm-hmm.
The collective has arrived.
Looks like Al was playing was it a Dissonant Beck deck? Nope, just a regular old Borg deck. Looks very similar. No, Assimilate Resistance is this. Oh, well, I haven't done enough research on this. I can't see. But it's got a queen in there, so it's not Dissidents. Congrats to him for... Man, that looks like they went... I only went four rounds, but... Boy, that's it looks like a tough day. There's a lot of people to play against there. He went with four full wins.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That was the day of three regionals, if I'm not mistaken. They had a 1E sealed deck that Michael Van Bremen won. Then they had the 2E, and then they had triples.
That's a lot of regional.
Yeah. Congrats to Casey Wickham for coming in first. Wow, not a lot of triples in the second heat there. Only 350,000.
Fast rounds.
Enough to win. Yep. Fast rounds is the way to go. That get in before that hour's up and make everyone else happy. Let's see. Looks like Rick, the Joachimson. You want to try that?
I'm not looking at it right now. I'm just listening to you.
All right. This is the fellow that ran the TUI event up in Northern California. The TUI constructed. He looks like he took it over Stephen Lee just by the virtue of one of the wins. He went. Looks like he went 3-0, and Stephen Lee went 2-1. So congrats to him. And let's see. Looks like they did two events in Australia, Deep Space Station K7. Matthias, looks like he won with another Borg deck, the 2E event. Awesome. Yeah. Wow.
Borg went undefeated.
If you happen to have a look at their regional.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
All right. Well, you can go check the results yourself.
Yes.
Congrats to Matthias on that, and have fun, everyone. And they played triples afterward. And
Well, hey, they didn't.
Yeah, looks like Robert Dawson made over $1 million on the last in that round to take it.
Nicely done.
Yeah, one other event that we ought to talk about. Our former editor, TK, went out to Orlando, and looks like he went undefeated. I think he only has 13 victory points, so he got a modified win and a true tie on his way to victory. A one-point victory over Eric Robinette. Thomas was playing wow. TOS. Awesome.
He was. He got you some points. And yeah. Not only that, that was his 10th TOS tournament, so he was he earned the first achievement for playing 10.
Nice.
And got earned himself the rank of Commodore.
That's awesome.
I'm sure he will flaunt on the message boards in no time. So awesome. congrats to TK on the tournament win and the achievements.
Very good. That was like another tough day. Go through it to get a true tie and a time win and they went four rounds, so not bad. Well done, TK. Any other tournaments we want to talk about?
Well,
are you heading up this weekend?
I am. I was on the fence because of my back, which,
yeah.
Given my back, I shouldn't really be climbing any fences. But I've been feeling better, so I think I can handle the drive up. I don't think I'm going to drive, but if some other folk are going up, I'm going to tag along. So that means I have to find another freaking deck to play.
It's funny. I'm looking at who's pre-registered. This is the two-week constructed tournament up in Santa Barbara, and I see Nate, Rogue, Matt, and then a couple of guys from Santa Barbara, Donati, Joel, and some guy who apparently goes by Seth Mendoza. But right now it's half San Diego, Santa Barbara. So I'm rooting for San Diego.
All right. Well, we shall see. And they're, I believe, also having their Tribbles Regional.
Yeah,
afterwards.
That's. I'm disappointed. I'm going to miss out on that. It's going to be fun.
I'm really more preparing myself for that.
Well, good luck to you and to all the folks coming up to Santa Barbara. In fact, I believe this weekend there's like 8 regionals going on.
Oh yeah, this week is like I think this week and next week are just jam packed. It's crazy talk.
Yeah. Hey, you know what you should play is you should play TOS.
I was thinking about playing Cardassian. They did not show this well. They've been doing well, but they didn't show. I got 101 points out of my TNGers.
Okay. At this
fantastic.
Point, we ought to roll into talking about our regional draft, probably for the last time, because really, it's really getting out of hand. Now, if you were to take 100 bars of Latinum and buy just the most efficient affiliations, you would buy that which you already have. I don't know how, what force, but the four you bought are all the highest ranking affiliations. It is insane.
Yeah, I.
You can add up Charlie and Brad and I scores, and it's still not even yours.
Wow, that's true. That's
that is insane.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised by the TNG and the Cardassian showing. I knew that. I'm a little surprised by how forcefully the TNG has come out.
Yeah.
But I definitely am not surprised by the numbers. I'm kind of shocked how well DS9 is doing. They have actually got me more points than Starfleet.
Yeah.
But even the both of them are doing well. It's crazy. I really I expected more competition from you, actually, but you are right. You are in second place. The TOS and Romulans, TOS and Klingon, I gotta expect there's gonna be more points. We're not even halfway through the regionals, so there's plenty of events left to come back with. But
I don't know. I mean, particularly the Romulan and the Klingon, I figured I'd get points early because of what Charlie was talking about the affiliation diversity,
yeah,
species diversity. I figured Klingons and Romulans would get hit pretty hard on that. I guess Romulans have Remans that they can throw in there, but really, Klingons, you're playing Klingon, and that's about it. I was hoping for early points on that and to skate the rest of the way. And, boy, you've got DS9 that's going to get good. You've got Starfleet that's going to get good, and TNG that's going to get good.
See, I thought all of these were going to be what you were saying, but in reverse. I thought it was going to start slow and then pick up after Iron came out. But
yeah. Well, all right. Good luck to everyone who happens to be playing my affiliations. yeah, it's early. We've only gone through the first couple of weeks. So,
it really is.
We've got a long way to go. And congrats to Nob the Hobbit, who has the current high score of all the people who are playing along at home. Still somehow less than you, which I don't think has ever happened before, but moving on.
I don't think we've had it where, because the folks after we do our bidding get to take advantage of our
poor bidding,
misspending, and find their own crucial mix. And I'm looking through and I see a lot of guys doing the economic route where they found the perfect combination of five affiliations, trying to get the most bang for their buck. And even then, 300 points, 400 points is pretty good.
But, right now, if you took Cardassian and TNG, you're sitting pretty.
Yeah. And I think he might be the only one who's done that, which is why he's so high.
Yeah. Well, good stuff. I'll keep this posted. We're still missing a few persons from a Romulus region. This Ed K fella doesn't have his information. And Rich needs to put in two people from the regional this last weekend, or just... At the very least, if you're listening and you can't put the whole deck list in, just flip the affiliation on there so we can put it in our spreadsheet.
Click in your headquarters.
Yep. And one thing I'm keeping track of, because I said it would, is not aligned as a headquarters. And they're doing, they're not doing DS9, Cardassian, TNG good, but they're right in the middle of the pack for the rest of them. So I think we'll definitely add them to the mix next time.
They are doing better than six other affiliations.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, we'll have to add that in. And next week there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 regionals to add to the mix. And then 6 more the week after that. 5 more the week after that. So lots of action happening. We look forward to seeing what everybody's playing.
Right on. Well, it looks like our intelligence has come up dry this week, unfortunately. So maybe we'll work on a double shot of a spoilage for next week.
That would be cool. In the meantime, I am looking forward to building a block deck for our next tournament.
That's right. We have a block tournament in 2 weeks. And, boy, what I was looking for was to see if anyone had played block this weekend. And I don't remember seeing anything. I'll have to look again. Because
the only one I see coming up right away is the online tournament, and decks aren't going to be posted in that for a while.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah.
So too bad. You're on your own.
I guess I won't be able to copy someone else. Boy, we're not very good players, are we?
Hey, I've already made two decks. I'm just trying to decide which way to go.
All right. Well, I finally cut out my cards, so that's a start.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot. It was a TNG week for me with my back out. I got a season. I got second season, which was the last season I needed for my collection through this website called DVD Swap, which unfortunately, it's like it's what it sounds like. It's a swapping website. You get credits when you post discs and people want them, and you send it to them. And they give you credits, and you can send your credits to other people to get discs you want, but occasionally they come in and they're scratched or they're skip or they're not good. So whenever I get something from there, I always watch it before I give them credit. So I want to do it in a timely fashion. So for entire seasons, that means I'm watching a lot of episodes. So
yeah,
this last week, once I was finally able to hobble from the bed to the couch, it was TNG, cutting up TNG cards, making TNG decks for 1E and 2E.
So you are prepared.
So yeah, I am TNG'd up this week. In fact, I'm kind of leaning towards playing a completely different variety of TNG deck for Santa Barbara. So
interesting. Well,
I just need to figure out how to make a TNG triple-themed triple deck.
You can go through and only use the images that are from TNG.
I might have to try that. Masaka.
Yeah, there's not a lot of those because
there's no triples in TNG.
Well, there's that one from Generations.
Sure.
Stampede.
Masaka. And then there's whatever else has been photo manipped.
There's a tally. Yeah, there you go.
I don't think that's gonna do very well.
Four cards, man. Those are the power numbers. There, you got 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, and 10 or 100.
What was it, Masaka?
Masaka. And Stampede. 1,000, 10,000.
Stampede is useless if I don't have 1,000. That's dumb.
Well, you got 10,000 Masaka.
Oh, is Masaka 1,000? All right. Oh, that'd be cool. Stampede into a Masaka. All right, I'm
just
gonna bring.
Plan on not going first.
A mostly tally Stampede Masaka deck. I'm telling you right now, everybody better come and poison me.
I'm looking through the cards.
Ooh!
What?
Recycle and freeze.
That's right. That's Frozen Tasha's.
Yeah. So I was just thinking, it's like, man, I'm going to be discarding a lot of cards. But I can recycle myself.
Ah, man. I'm trying to think of anything else that might have been 10 recycle and freeze. You need a 1. You need a 1 something, and I'm coming up blank.
Yeah.
All right, well, you've got a week to figure it out.
To the drawing board.
Yep.
All right. Well, obviously we've reached the limit of our intelligence for this week.
Past.
Way past. We've had a lot of fun doing it, though. We'll give our customary shout out to Warp 11 because they have a kick-ass theme song, which they graciously allow us to use. In the meantime, I am Sir Rogue.
And I'm Sir Dan.
And I will remind you all to expand your power in the next generation Cardassian DS9. What's the other one I have? Starfleet Universe.
Sure. Oh, 1. Clone Reverse. It's Kivas Pajo.
Oh, yeah. All right. And
there you go,
and
man.
That works for
That's
a
everything.
10. That works
yeah.
for 10, too. I think it might
all right.
make this happen.
And I'll stop looking for my triples then. 140 times. You cannot run. You cannot hide. And you cannot defect. They are always away.